Good morning, everybody. You are currently listening to A Tall Girls podcast hosted by a tall girl named India. I hope everyone who is listening today is doing super fantastic. Before I get into this episode, make sure you are following me on my socials at A Tall Girls podcast on Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest so that you can stay updated on all of the latest podcast episodes and check out some super relatable, super hilarious tall girl content. That'll be linked in the description, and underneath that link, you'll see a link to leave me a review. So make sure you leave me a review and let me know how tall you are. I'm curious. Let me know. Y'all know the drill. This, you won't even believe what I'm about to say. This is going to be the last episode that you hear from me while I'm 20. What? April is here. So you know what that means? It's my birth month. It's my birth month. Oh my gosh. I'm hype. I'm excited. Just a little bit though. I'm not gonna get too crazy, too stupid about it, but I am so excited. I'm about to turn 21. Can you believe that? Neither can I. When did I start this podcast? I think it was 19. I think. Yeah, like 2 years ago, I was 19. And 2 years later, here we are. And if y'all are on top of these episodes, which you should be, and you listen to it a day or two after it comes out, that'll be the last time you hear from me when I'm 20. Because what day is today? Today is Sunday. I'm recording this on a Sunday. And my birthday is this coming Saturday. Less than a week. Oh my gosh. 6 days. 6 days. I don't know how to feel. I mean, I feel hype. But there's just a lot going on. Like, wow. I'm really about to be an adult. Like, I'm an adult. But I'm going to be an adult. I got to renew my driver's license. I'm allowed to drink legally. That's crazy. You can't give me this much power. Let me stop. But I'm ready for all the birthday wishes. I'm ready for all the DMs and the stories and the tags and all that stuff. So y'all know what to do. Y'all know the drill. Let me stop again. Anyways, but I'll let y'all know how that goes. Maybe. I have a couple things planned and I'm excited to celebrate it with my friends and family, the people who are super close to me, the people who are dear to me. So if there's anything crazy, I'll let y'all know. But you know what? I'm gonna post on my socials. So y'all better follow me at A Tall Girls Podcast so y'all know how that goes. And then another thing that you won't even believe, the most ridiculous thing happened to me the other day. Not even ridiculous, I think like embarrassing with a capital E. I was in the bathroom in a department store, and it was like one of those bathrooms that had the stalls, but the stalls, the way that you would turn around, let's say you're like facing the door of the stall, behind the stall door or over the stall door is the mirror with the sinks and stuff like that. But there's a huge long mirror. Anyways, so I'm in one of the stalls, and the stall doors, the stalls in general, not even just the doors, the entire stalls were low, like really low, and it was hot, so I was just trying to take my hoodie off, and the stall doors are middle school low. That's all I'm gonna say. If you were in middle school and you had those stalls, and you would know that's how low they were. And I, you know, me being tall, I could see my reflection in the mirror over these stall doors. That's how bad it was. And according to some of y'all, I'm not even that tall. So imagine if I was over 6 feet. That, I'm barazing. But anyways, I was struggling to take this hoodie off because, I don't know, it was just super tight around the neck area when I was trying to take it off. Or maybe my head is just big. I don't know. But I'm just struggling to take it off. I'm fighting for my life. And finally, I'm able to take it off. And I'm exhausted. I'm breathing hard. I'm ready to start punching this hoodie because I'm like, why are you being like this? Like, I'm just trying to exist and yada, yada, yada. And then I look over the stall door just randomly. It wasn't even like I intended to do that. I just randomly looked. And then I see some lady looking at me in the mirror. she wasn't even washing her hands. It's kind of like she froze. She was in the middle of washing her hands, but the water turned off and she just stopped and she's making eye contact with me. And I'm just staring back at her like, yes? Anyways, after that point, she walked away because it just got awkward. You know how when you're staring at somebody, but it's kind of like one of those glares, like, are you trying to fight? And you're not going to look away first because you're super determined to win that. That was what it was. It was basically a staring contest, but of doom. Why am I exaggerating this? I'm not even exaggerating this. She really looked like she was disgusted by my behavior. And I'm just like, I'm trying to exist in this bathroom. I'm trying to take my hoodie off. Number one, why are you even watching me change? Like, I could have been trying to get full on naked and you were just watching me that entire time. You don't think that's creepy? Like, mind your business. Number two, we're all women here. We have the same parts. Like, I'm pretty sure it's nothing you haven't seen before. And number three, if you see me no, I'm not gonna say that. I was gonna be like, yeah, you could have just offered to help, but that's just strange. it's not strange. Women helping women supporting women. When I was in another bathroom the other day, some lady, I was washing my hands and she just randomly asked me, like, because she was wearing, what was it called? A unitard? Something like that. But it had a zipper in the back and it goes all the way up to her neck so she couldn't reach. She was like, hey, like, can you help me? Can you zip this? I was like, of course. Women helping women. So if I'm struggling with this hoodie, let's not. Don't help me. That's really weird. Even if you offered to help, I probably would have said no because I was inside the stall. Clearly that meant that I wanted privacy. And you were just watching me through the mirror like that. And number three, can we get floor to ceiling doors for these things now? I'm starting to see in different places where, especially Whole Foods knows the vibes, but the floor to ceiling doors for the bathrooms are becoming more and more common. Can we get more of those and maybe place the mirrors elsewhere so I don't get weird looks from strangers in the mirror that I can't see my, it's not the vibe. And whatever, I don't know. I felt the need to share that because I saw a comment under one of my YouTube videos that was like, yeah, you know, you should do a video on how tall people can see over stall doors and yada, yada, yada. And I was like, damn, I really have a story for this moment. And it was recent too. It was such good timing. Well, it was yesterday. Yesterday I saw that comment and I was like, wow, this literally happened to me a day and a half ago. I had to share it. So shout out to you, whoever said to do that. Anyways, let me get into the topic of this episode. I don't even know why I spent half of this episode talking about that. But anyways, Tall Girl Reacts to Tall Girl Problems, part 14. Oh my gosh, 14 parts already. Can we get to 20? At this pace, we might be able to get to 20 by the end of this year. Let's do that. But for those of you who didn't know, Tall Girl Reacts to Tall Girl Problems is a series on this podcast where I, a tall girl, find tall girl problems on the interweb and determine whether or not they are relatable. It's pretty straightforward, right? So let's get into it. When someone sends you a link to Tall Girl Problems, you know, believe it or not, well, first of all, how old is this post even? Because who is sending links like to the internet? Let me stop because, okay, if it's like a post, if it's a social media post, why are you sending a link? Does that make sense? Like you send a link to, I don't know, like a place that you want to eat at, or you send a link to a news article or something. It's just so weird sending a link to a post. Like, you either send a screenshot or you send it in the DMs or, like, you share it and stuff like that. Like, who's sending it? Anyways, My friends and random strangers didn't start sending me posts like that. Well, sharing them or tagging me in them or sending screenshots of them until I had this podcast. That is so weird. Before I started this, no one sent me anything involving tall girl problems. It's so funny. They knew I was passionate about the subject when I started this, so they just decided to, you know, send me those tall girl problem posts after I started this. Or maybe I'm noticing a pattern here. You know, some of them actually listen to this podcast just to find ways to annoy me. Yeah. And I've been told this straight to my face by quite a few of them. Like, they want to find out what questions annoy me. They want to find out things that annoy me. Just anything to annoy me. I'm like, are we really friends? If you're listening to this podcast to use the information that I give you against me? Like, I share something so personal with you. So personal. I hold this podcast very, it has a special place in my heart. I hold it very close to me. It's very dear to me. It's very important to me. So if I decide to share it with you, that means I trust you. And you're going to go and use this against me for what reason? Okay, I'm just blowing this out of proportion. However, they did tell me that they're trying to find out ways to annoy me by listening to this podcast, though. But ain't no need for that. There's no reason for that. But yeah, I did not get sent tall girl problems of anything. Tall girl problems of anything? What am I saying? Anything relating to tall girl problems, yes. Until after I started this podcast. It's weird, but sure. We'll mark that as a tall girl problem. Next one, getting whacked in the head by unexpected tree branches. You know, I did not think that this was real until I legitimately got attacked by a branch. Yes, attacked by a tree branch. I was on a walk because, you know, I gotta do my tall girl walks. Yes, but seriously, go on walks. They're good for your brain and your body. But I was on a walk. This was close by me. But I remember I was just wearing a hoodie. So the weather was nice. That means the trees were like blooming or whatever you can say. But it wasn't like those winter trees where they were bare. Like there were leaves and branches were growing out, yada, yada, yada. Anyways. I was walking home from, I don't even remember where, but I was walking home and there was this tree. It had pretty low branches and I was like, whatever, I'm tall. And it was pretty hard to kind of walk around it because on one side was just the street where cars were speeding down. And then on the other side, I would be walking on people's lawns and I'm not too fond of that. So me being a tall person, and I'm pretty sure every other tall person has done this too. I was just like, okay, I'm just gonna bend down. I'm gonna crouch down, just go underneath it. And that's that. So I did just that. I bent down and tried to go underneath the tree and, you know, dodge it. But the branch was not having it. And one branch got caught in my hair and proceeded to pull me back. Yes. And it's so funny because I actually have a video of that somewhere. Did I post it? I think I posted it on TikTok. There's a video of me somewhere on the internet getting actually yeeted by this branch. Like it had a good grip. It wasn't like, oh, it got caught in like a small, no. It had a good grip and it pulled me back, neck bent, back bent, everything. And I caught it on video. I don't know where that video is, but I need to find it. It was hilarious and embarrassing. Who was driving by and probably saw that? I was like, what the hell? You know, some people watch from their houses. And I was walking past houses like, who was looking through their window and witnessed that? Oh my gosh. But nonetheless, what a time. We just gotta love being tall, right? But yes, this is actually a struggle for no reason, and I didn't believe it until that actual moment where my life flashed before my eyes. On to the next one. Your head is a target for everyone else's umbrella. What? Like tall people getting hit with an umbrella? Do tall people get hit by umbrellas? I've never gotten hit with an umbrella. But I mean, if you have, feel free to share your experience. Please let me know at a tall girl. Honestly, I might do like an episode on that. Like, share your funniest tall girl stories. Stop. Oh my God. Wait. That's like a good. I might do that. I'll think about it. But if you have ever got hit by an umbrella, feel free to share your experience, because I've never witnessed it and that's never happened to me. Honestly, I feel like that would be funny, but I don't assume that when people see a tall person in public that they just happen to have, and they just happen to have an umbrella and just happen to go, oh, look, a tall person. Let me go and, you know, just whack them in the face with my umbrella. Or do they? Listen, there's some crazy people out here. You never know. But I don't know, unless you're walking up like super close behind a person, then I guess I could see that happen. Wait, but like at the angle that they open the umbrella, like who the heck, who opens their umbrella going backwards? When people open their umbrellas, they open it frontward, but downward, like in front of them or pointing to the ground. Like they don't open it behind them. But then again, they have to put it over their shoulder to put it over their head. So maybe. I just don't know about this one. I've never actually seen it. And maybe I'm manifesting it. Maybe right now I'm manifesting that I'm going to see it this week. Is it even going to rain this week? It better not rain on my birthday. If it rains on my birthday, I'm going to fight. Okay, it's supposed to rain Wednesday and Thursday. So maybe I'll see it this week. I'll let y'all know. Or not. I doubt I will even remember. But I feel like if I see somebody get hit in the face with an umbrella, I will definitely remember that. Who knows? But yeah, that's all of the tall girl problems I have for y'all today. Thank you so much for listening to the end. I may do that episode where I tell my followers on social media to give me their funny tall girl stories, tall girl problem stories, or whatever, or embarrassing thing that happened to them because they're tall. And react to those and share those. I kind of miss getting my followers and listeners involved in these episodes. I might even do a Q&A. I need to bring y'all back. I miss y'all. So I'm gonna do that. What was I saying? Yes. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I appreciate it. And I appreciate you as always. Feel free to hit me up on my socials at the Tall Girls Podcast on Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest. And let me know what you thought of this episode. Let me know what you think of this podcast. Let me know how you're doing. I'm genuinely curious. I might do that over on my Instagram right now. Well, right after this episode. Let me know how you're doing. I'm curious. How's your mental health? How's your physical health? How's your emotional health? Are you doing good? Are we fighting people? Let me know. Give me the details. I'm curious. What else? Leave me a review. Let me know how tall you are. Links are in the description, so it's super easy for you and you can check it out. And any final words? As we go into the new season, it is a possibility for a new change, you know, for a new chapter. So if you're looking for change, and I understand how scary it can be, but if you're looking for a change, this is the time to do it and just go into the next chapter of your life or day or month or whatever it may be, and just know that you're not alone, and I got your back. If you want to talk, let me know, but you got this. I'm proud of how far you come, and I'm super excited to see where you're going. So yeah, I will catch you in the next one. Good night and goodbye.